Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch.
Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
And check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on-demand content updated daily. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I used to know every word to this. Every word.
What era is this?
This is late 90s?
Late 90s.
In my prime.
Oh, man, there's so many great songs from the late 90s, early 2000s.
It's the best era of music.
It might be.
Wow, I didn't think anyone would agree with that.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, some would argue the 80s. I would argue the 70s. A lot of people would say the late 90s.
See, that's weird because I figured I argue the 90s because I was like in high school and college, and that's probably a prime music time.
Yeah.
You'd say the 70s when you weren't a thing. Like, you weren't in high school and college.
Oh, but I had older siblings. That's all they listened to. So I had four older half-sisters, two older stepbrothers. So it's all they listened to was, you know, 70s. So I came up listening to the 70s rock.
All right, enough
Hell,
about
you
music.
You can make an argument in the 60s.
I can't.
Watch
I can't.
A great movie, real side note, Pirate Radio. You ever seen the movie Pirate
great
Radio?
Great movie.
A lot of people don't know about this movie. It's a soundtrack, and it's from the 60s, based on a true story. Where, you know, to play rock music, you had to go out into the ocean because it was illegal to play it in the UK.
Like offshore gambling?
Yep. You had to go out.
Literally.
The radio station was out on a boat way out in the ocean.
Oh.
And it just talked about the lives out there and how, you know, people bringing rock and roll music to the people.
And that's when the DJs were actually picking their, you know, picking the music each song by song.
And actually playing a record, putting a needle on a record on an album there. Huh. Is that next in the Ted Johnson Movie Club?
We got to get that going again.
Yeah, we do.
It probably will not be, but you know what? Maybe for the summer. I'll save it for the summer.
Okay, add that to the list.
Or a summer movie.
Speaking of lists, we have a list of games that we picked last week and we'll pick this week. We're not very good at this, and I'm speaking for all of us.
Speak for yourself.
No, nobody. None of us are good at this.
We encourage the audience.
But we are due. We are due because my gambling app account is getting low, and I'm losing money every week when I put money on this. But it is now time for the pick six.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
I was going to say, yeah, Andy, speak for yourself, because the dynamic duo of Dan and Ted are both 3-1 entering week 5 with your picks. So if you're tailing us, you're having a good time. But if you're putting together the Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial 6-Way Parlay, you've had a tough 4 weeks so far. So this week's parlay, $10 wins you $4.50.46. That's plus 4404. A lot of fours in these numbers this week. We're going to tell you how we got to that number, beginning with Andy Hart's pick in week 5.
So it'll be more than 450 for me, because I always get the profit boost and really try to maximize my odds.
Sick
here.
Sick brag, bro.
No, it's not a brag when you don't win. It's just a donation to the casino. But I am going to stick with a good football team that is undefeated and still isn't playing well. We talked to Schefter about it. The Philadelphia Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite at home against the Denver Broncos. I'm not a believer in the Broncos at all, and I believe that one of these weeks, the Eagles are going to click, and you're going to get Saquon averaging more than 3 yards a carry. You're going to get A.J. Brown happy scoring touchdowns. This could be the week. Either way, they will cover that 3.5. Give me the Eagles.
It's funny. The Eagles, on paper, don't look like a very good team,
nope.
But yet they're 4-0. Nope. That's a little scary.
And 4-0 with a good schedule, unlike the Bills.
Yeah, but they're getting outrushed, outpassed, and I think they've given up more yards and yet somehow they're undefeated. Like, it's a miracle. And Saquon Barkley hasn't even gotten activated yet. A.J. Brown kind of like stuck in second gear. It's pretty amazing. So if they get going, watch out.
Well, when you can do an illegal play over and over and over again.
Oh, for crying out loud, give it up, Johnson.
Too. Probably why they are winning these games, because they cheat.
Jesus, Jimmy Joseph.
Jesus, okay, Andy has the Cheaters -3.5. Fitzy, your pick.
I'm going to go with a very unconventional pick. I didn't like this week's slate at all. I'm not going to do a lot of wagering and picking. But for this particular segment, I think I'm going to go with the plucky upstart who's coming off of his first start last week and his first win. Huge dub for young Jackson Dart at home against Jim Harbaugh's Chargers. Now they go on the road in what is supposed to be a revenge game for him. He wanted to be drafted by the New Orleans Saints. They said, no, we're going to take Tyler Shuck and hold on to the Rattler. So in a revenge game, I'll take 1.5. I say they even win outright. I'll take the New York. They might be football giants at the Saints.
Kind of like that. Like that. Andy Hart's a big Jackson Dart guy.
I am. As Fitzy says, it's one consonant away from him being my son.
There you go. Sometimes that's all you need. Who needs analytics numbers and stuff like that when you got logic like that? Ted Johnson, your pick in week 5.
All right. So I picked this one early in the week, and I got the...
You mean you picked it before Andy Hart?
That's
he
right.
Can't bitch
he did.
On Monday?
So
he jumped on it.
So I got the Lions playing the Bengals in Cincinnati. The Lions are favored by 9.5. And, yeah, I'm taking the Lions. Ooh.
That's a big number, Ted.
It says 10.5 here.
Well, my ESPN website says 9.5. So do we want to?
I love it at 9.5.
Which one are we going at?
I'm going with 10.5. Dan Ball is the guy who runs the show.
Dan, 9.5 or 10.5?
I defer to the Super Bowl linebacker on
Thank
this
you.
One.
9.5, baby.
It does change the parlay value a little bit. The sports book that shall not be named had them at 10.5 when I was putting this together, but we'll go with Ted Johnson's 9.5. Right. We'll buy the point on your behalf.
All right, I appreciate that, Daniel. Thank you very much. So this is not you go. That's a lot of points, Ted. Mm-hmm. You're willing to risk that? Yeah, I am, because right now the average margin of victory for the Lions is almost 13 points, and the for the Cincinnati Bengals, they're second to last in that category at -14 points. Jake Browning, not a believer in him. He's not even completing 60% of his passes, and that offense for the Lions is just good luck trying to stop that, and the defense is playing pretty good. So I see the Lions blowing out the Bengals in this game Sunday.
And Troy Aikman basically accused the Bengals of giving up, quitting, not trying hard. So,
which is kind of wild.
Like, seems like fresh meat that the Lions will take advantage of.
Yeah, you got these overpaid wide receivers and a quarterback that can't even get it to them. What's the point, right?
It's almost like they should have taken some of that money and invested elsewhere. Somewhere a line, offensive kind of line. I don't know.
Almost like they should trade T. Higgins to the Patriots so the Patriots can have a number one wide receiver.
Nailed it.
Talking about.
There you go. On we go. So we got Eagles, Giants, Lions in the parlay so far this week. Let's go to my man behind the glass, my behind the glass brethren who reset the music, so I'll stretch a little bit longer. Nope. Stiz, what do you got this week?
All right. I'm going to pick the Dolphins. They're at Carolina. Dolphins favored by 1.5. Both 1-3 teams, and I know the Dolphins don't have Tyreek Hill, but I think A-Chan gonna run wild on the Panthers. Horrible rush defense, and the Panthers just got smoked by the Pats, so they're coming off a rough week too. Give me the Dolphins.
Wait, you were studying rush defenses?
Hey, listen.
He's taking this job seriously.
Very. He is invested.
Stiz, yeah. I just to see you grow from this just little whatever.
Little
no, I want to hear the whatever. I want to hear the beginning of that sentence from a little what?
Little twerp that you were.
That's all right. That's all right.
No, naive. And now look at you. You're just a sports expert now.
That's right.
Guy loves sports. And he's going to keep watching the baseball playoffs, too. I know that for a fact. All right. Our guy, Brian Frazoco, who's running social in the Twitch right now, has the Raiders covering against the Colts. So a little bit of a revenge game coming there. Colts potentially taking a step back. I don't know. Depends where you get it right now. It's 6.5 on ESPN Bet. I had it at +7 on DraftKings. And my pick, I have the Chargers bouncing back after their game against Jackson Dart and the Giants. Giants. Good game taking on the Commanders. 3-1 Chargers, 2-2 Commanders. Jaden Daniels is playing, but he hasn't played since week 2, September 11th. So it's been a while. I'm not confident in what he's going to bring. Terry McLaurin has been ruled out, so don't love where the offense is. I see a bounce back game for the Chargers. I have them at -2.5 in our parlay this week.
Ooh, I'm feeling good about this parlay, guys.
Yeah, more importantly, we have a bounce back week. Week 5 is our week for the Pick 6 parlay. So if you put $10 down, Dan, you're telling me I can walk away with $450.
Depends on the number.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We give Ted, but somewhere around there, yeah.
Plus, I only put $2 down because otherwise I'd go broke by the end of this show. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends on a Friday. That means we're going to pick the Patriots game. And I think you might be a little surprised with a couple of the picks you hear next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.